Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. All the resources that are there are free. Every single thing on that site is free, except the books. When you find a book you like, we ask you to pay for those. Otherwise, it's all free. No barrier to entry except to have a computer and connection to the internet. And I hope you'll use it to your advantage, help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, especially the archives. We got thousands of those, and we got all the way back to 99. I mean, literally thousands of archives of past interviews that I've done with people like our guest, Michael Hipworth, in the past, and hundreds of Brain Trust members over the last several years. And then, and also, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Michael is a revenue growth strategist. He's a partner in the Results Exchange. He's got a couple of books out. He's about to become a radio host, unless I can talk him out of it. I'm not sure he really wants to do that, but we'll see. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you back. Now, okay. You're thinking about doing a radio show.
Well, it's not so much a radio show, but a series of two-minute spots, which will be a bunch of tips. So somebody else is going to host the show. I'm just going to be one of the guests.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay, well, see, you scared me. I thought you were going to start a whole new thing. So what I was going to say to you is, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
That's right. No competition here.
I don't mind the competition. I'm just, you know, this is a wacky world that I'm in here, and it's not for everybody. And I think you're probably too nice a guy to enter this rude world, Michael.
Well, I don't know for sure, but we'll find out. That'll happen over the next
Well, I'm sure you'll do great, and I'm looking forward to hearing about
Thank
how
you.
It goes. You've also got a new book, a little booklet out, I think, now, and another one about to come out, right?
That's right. I've just recently published a booklet called The Business Owner's Guide to Working Less and Earning More, which we'll talk about a bit more, and then I have a book coming out in November, which is called The Street Smart Marketer, 11 Keys That Unlock the Secrets to Rapid Growth in Your Business.
Which you're going to launch on this show, right?
Hopefully, yes. If you'll have me back, I'll be delighted to do that.
My microphone is your microphone.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, one of the things that you have talked with us about before, Michael, is making sure that we recognize who our customers are. Where our customers should come from. It's sort of like, folks, there's a whole universe of customers out there, but then there are those customers that should just be your universe of customers, and that's a much smaller number. And Michael, one of the things you've helped us understand over the times that you've been with us before is that you're going to waste a lot of time. You're going to be very inefficient. Maybe even it might even cause you to fail if you try to look at the larger universe of customers rather than identifying what your universe should look at, right?
Absolutely. The biggest problem that we have is it's actually counterintuitive. I think most entrepreneurs think the wider they cast the net, the bigger the opportunity. The problem is that if you have a very small marketing budget, which most entrepreneurs do, you end up by spending cents on, or even portions of cents on customers. So let's say you have a $10,000 marketing budget and you have a million prospects out there. You do the math. I mean, it's 0.01 of a cent.
Let me tell you something worse than that, Michael, and you probably know this too. Most small business owners have no marketing budget.
Well, correct. But so it's counterintuitive to go for a smaller niche. But the interesting thing is, and in fact, this is kind of funny because there's a Chinese fortune cookie slogan that I once saw, which I always think is really very clever, and that is, you can't ride in all directions at one time. And I think it's very true about business. You need to focus on a very small niche, and the smaller the niche, the bigger the opportunity to dominate that niche. And for, often for small business, it's niches of hundreds rather than thousands of people. What's interesting is that once you know who your niche is, you can begin to focus on them. So let's say, for example, that you say, my business is selling to small business. Well, I don't know how many millions of small businesses there are, but there are probably 20 or 30 million small businesses in North America. Well, who can afford to market to those? But if you say, my niche is chiropractors in major cities in North America, we're already down to, you know, maybe 100,000 people. Well, maybe even that's too big. So maybe it's chiropractors in New York City. And now we're beginning to get down. And you can probably even niche that even further, that it's chiropractors with growing practices.
Under 10 years in business.
Sorry?
Under 10 years in business.
Yeah. So that way, you can really focus on who your target audience is. And the interesting thing is, by narrowing that niche, you actually end up with people showing up, because people know how to refer you once they know who you're focusing on, so you get a lot more referrals. You have to work much less hard because you can find those people more easily. Your business becomes attuned to those kind of people, and so it's easier to serve, they're more profitable, and you will grow more rapidly if you niche on a very small niche like that. The biggest problem is the discipline, though, to do it.
Well, exactly, because we have it in our head that we're like Walmart, or we're like, the government. Everybody out there is going to do business with us at some point in time, and that's a fool's errand, isn't it?
Well, it's impossible for a small business to do that. And today, people want to deal with specialists. People don't want to deal with a jack of all trades. And in fact, one of the things, when you look at people's websites or hear them introduce themselves or look at their marketing materials, they say, you know, I'm a copywriter, and I do websites, I do business cards, I do magazine articles, and they go on and on and on and on. And people actually don't really want that. They would rather say, one of the things, what I want to do is I want good copy that will actually sell, and I'm doing a direct mail campaign. I want an absolute specialist in direct mail.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say, I'm a copywriter that specializes in direct mail, you've already got halfway through the battle. You just got to pick a need that people have and realize that you can't serve everybody and not sort of go chasing after every piece of business that comes along.
Absolutely. Stand by, Michael. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come. When we come back, we're going to talk about some more about the ideal customer and how that will help you work less and make more money. How do you like that idea, huh? I thought you would. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
And make the darkness bright. Just one look, and I felt so hot.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Michael Hepworth. He is the a partner in the Results Exchange. Michael, give us your website, please.
It's streetsmartmarketer.com.
All right.
All one word.
And what will we find when we get there?
Well, on that site, you'll find a subscription opportunity to my biweekly newsletter. You'll find about maybe 200 or 300 very practical marketing tips. And that's predominantly what's there. And then there's the odd piece of information about other programs and products, but I try and keep it very simple with make it more of a public service site than a particular selling site.
Right,
so you can't buy anything there.
At least not until the book comes out, right?
Well, I'll probably put it. I'm a believer in microsites, so I'll probably have a microsite just for the book.
Well, you want to make sure people can get to your book from that site, though.
Yes,
because people want it. Once people find you, if they like you, they want to know. They want more, and you got to give them an opportunity. That's one thing you never want to do is don't keep your customers away, Michael.
Oh, absolutely not.
We don't have to tell you that. Okay, Michael, we're talking about making sure that you focus on the right customers, and the focus, though, Michael, today is so that we can work less and make more money, right?
Well, absolutely. One of the problems is that if you chase after too many customers, you have to work much harder than you should do. And one of the biggest problems, I think, for entrepreneurs is we all work too damn hard. We've got to start working smarter, essentially. And I know everybody's heard work smarter, but most people say, well, I don't know how to work any smarter. You know, do you think if I knew how to work smarter, I would be working smarter?
As long as Blasting Game's first rule, first law of small business is a reality, we're all going to have to keep working hard. You know what that law is?
Tell me about it.
Blasting Game's first law of small business is redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree.
Because we're all undercapitalized. And as long as we're undercapitalized, that means we're not going to have enough help. That means there's always going to be something, a project to do, a job to do, and that we're not always going to have somebody to take to do all of those. And so that means that we're going to have to work harder. But the thing is, though, Michael, I really don't think for small businesses, for most of us, it's not so much a problem of working harder, because I think most of us like what we do so much that even if we are a little lazy, we actually like what we do, and we wouldn't keep doing it. But I do think that more of us would like to see a little bit more return on our effort.
Well, I think that's the thing. You don't have to work twice as hard to get twice the results.
That's it.
And that's really the focus of this booklet that I've put out. The whole notion of the Business Owner's Guide to Working Less and Making More is four simple strategies that will rapidly increase your sales and profits with a lot less effort. A number of the strategies that I teach, not particularly the ones in this book, although some of them will be very valuable, there are some that you can actually immediately apply to your business to get better results. But some of the strategies that we teach will double your sales in a matter of weeks.
Give us an example.
Well, one of the ones that I teach in my Rapid Growth Mentoring program is a strategy of using other people's assets to grow your business. So if, for example, you know of an organization that has thousands of customers who are identical to the customers that you want, you can set up a joint venture with that firm. Where they will promote your product to their customers. Those customers are already predisposed to buying from that firm, so there's much less resistance. You pay the other firm a finder's fee or a commission, and you can very often, if you're a small business, you can actually double your business in a matter of months. And in fact,
or find a way to make them a partner.
Well, yeah.
Or for you to become their partner and let them just kind of take you along for the ride. I've been doing that for years.
Well, I have too. And in fact, in this rapid...
It works like a charm, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And in this business guide, I actually talk about a woman who used one of my strategies to double her business in about 4 to 6 weeks, I think she did. And she,
wow,
she partnered up with some doctors who were recommending her. She's a lifestyle coach, and she was dealing with a lot of people who were overweight, and she found some doctors who would help her do that.
Very smart.
But the primary thing with this business owner's guide is that there are hundreds of businesses out there doing exactly what you do. But the interesting thing is, if you look around, many of them are doing better than what you do. It's seldom likely that you're the top of the heap. That means that these people have found ways to grow that you may not have done, or they're doing a better job of it. So you just have to look at what they're doing, and there are literally hundreds and thousands of ways of doing things better. So if you want different results, you need different activities, and a small amount of the right activities can produce the difference. As I said earlier on, you don't have to work twice as hard to get twice the results. Often one simple strategy will do it. So the four strategies that we cover in the Business Owner's Guide is, one is giving yourself an instant pay rise. The second is what I call acres of diamonds. The third is one that a lot of the people will love, and that is the profit power of laziness, because essentially I'm a lazy guy. I don't want to work any harder than I'm doing now.
The profit power of laziness, that's going to get some attention.
That's right. And then the fourth one is success insurance. And if we've got a moment, we can talk about it.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, because we have to sell some stuff for ourselves right here in a couple of seconds. But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Michael. We're going to pick out one of those. Ladies, what do you want? You want the diamond thing? Or guys, you want the lazy thing? Which one of those you want? We're going to talk about one of those right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend Michael Hepworth. Stay with us.
entire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, we're really glad you're here. That you're the really smart people because you've been listening and you kept listening. And you new people, those of you just tuned in, that's what you got to look forward to. In another segment or two, I'm gonna consider you very smart. Michael Hepworth is our guest, and he's the author of a book that's going to be out in a couple of months. Give us the name of that new book, Michael.
The new book is The Street Smart Marketer, 11 Secrets That Unlock the Keys to Rapid Growth in Your Business.
And that's coming out in November, is that right?
In November, yes.
All right, so we'll look forward to hearing more about that. And of course, I expect to get an early autographed copy.
Well, I might even get you to have a preview and give me some feedback for a testimonial.
Jim. I'd be glad to do that. That would be my pleasure. Michael, let's talk about the other little booklet. The booklet, though, you've got a smaller book that's out right now. How can people get that booklet?
All they need to do is send me an email or send an email to us, info@ streetsmartmarketer.com.
Streetsmartmarketer.com. At streetsmartmarketer.com. And what do they do?
And all they need to do is give us their mailing address and telephone number, and we will send it to them. You don't need to say anything else on the letter. If you on the email.
How much?
It's free.
You're going to give it away? Good for you.
I will be giving it away.
We like free things. See what I do for you folks? See the kind of deals I bring you every day? We like free stuff around here, Michael.
I think they'll find this very valuable. Very sure that they will actually get, you know, a huge value out of this booklet.
Well, we know it'll be worth what they paid for it, right?
It'll be worth a lot more than what they paid for it.
Obviously, we know that too, Michael. Let's pick one of those 4 points out. You want to do the lazy one or the diamond one? Let's do one for the ladies. Let's do the diamond one.
All right. We can do that. It makes a lot of sense in the short amount of time to just pick one. So let's talk about this whole notion of acres of diamonds. And what I said to you earlier on in the beginning of the program was that there are hundreds of businesses doing what you do, and many of them are bigger than you. So they're probably doing some things better than what you do in your business. So one of the things is to look around and see what your competition is doing, and you don't need to do dozens of things better, just one or two little things better. So, for example, if you find that a company out there who is your competitor is converting more sales than you are, let's say they have the same number of sales reps, but they're doing more sales than you are. The question is, how are they doing that? Well, often it's because they have a better sales presentation. What you may want to do is simply make your existing sales presentation a little bit better. So one of the questions could be, how can you improve your sales by, or your sales presentation by about 10%? That will actually generate more sales in there. So let me give you an example of this. And one of the cases in there is somebody who is actually selling bartering services to business people, and it was working well for people, but the problem was it's difficult to explain how bartering works.
Everybody does bartering, but they don't understand it as a business plan, business model.
So it was taking at least 25 minutes to make each sales presentation, and of course that's long and relatively inefficient. And one of the problems is that not everybody would buy with that presentation, even though it was taking 25. So he was only making one sale a week, and that's going nowhere fast. But what he did was he looked around, and there were other salespeople in the company who were making at least six sales every week. So what he did was he went out with that salesperson and observed what was going on, and he watched and he saw this guy make three presentations and made one sale, and he immediately realized how he could fix his presentation. So what he did was he used a visual aid that explained bartering in one picture.
Picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, but think of it, one picture instead of 25 minutes,
yeah,
which made him that much more efficient.
It took
his presentation down to 4 minutes.
That's back to what you were talking about earlier, work less and make more money.
Absolutely, because now instead of a 25-minute presentation, you can do 4-minute presentations.
Check your systems, folks. Check out the way you're doing business.
Anyway,
there may be nothing wrong with what you're selling. It may be the way you're trying to sell it. Michael, we have to wrap it up. Will you give us your website again, please?
Yes, it's streetsmartmarketer.com. And if anybody would like a copy of the manual, it's info@streetsmartmarketer.com. Just send us your address and your telephone number.
Thank you, Michael. Look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks very much.
Michael Hepworth, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Quick break, right back with Phyllis Martin. We're going to talk about words right after these messages. Stay with us. What is
love? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.